a little bit of review from last evening. And we'll look at these figure shapes that we did last night. The triangle shape is the dough. Very important one to remember. And song leaders, you'll hear more about that even on Saturday. But then there's that one there. And the altos, we give you a diamond shape. And the sopranos, an oval shape. This is do, mi, so. And then we'll go back to the tenors over here with another, with a higher do. But let's start with this right here. All right. Do, basses, alto, mi, so, soprano, do, tenor. All right, good. Let's go now to count your blessings. And I'm just kind of going to mix a little bit of pitch and rhythm that we did last evening. But count your blessings. I'm going to give you the bass note here in a moment. But just wanted, I circled the two up on top. Remember, that is talking about the time signature, the timing of a song. So it's a two beat. Down, up, down, up. One, two. So you got to think two beats as we go through this. So let me give the basses their note. Do, altos have the same note. The triangle, do, soprano, mi, so, tenor. All right, we'll go. When up on life's billows you are tippeth off, when you are discouraged thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. All right, Christ for the World we sing. It's got a three on top, so now we're looking at a feel of three beats. One, two, three. And that beat pattern, if you want to do it with me here, it's down, out, up. Down, out, up. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two. So Christ for the World we sing, we'll have it a more of a little upbeat. But here's our pitch, basses. Do, alto, you have the same note. Do, tenor, mi, soprano, so. All right, we'll start on the downbeat. Christ for the world we sing, the world to Christ we bring, with loving zeal, the phantom that mourn, the vain and overboard, sin sick and sorrow worn, whom Christ doth heal. So there's the three beat. Now we'll look at a four-beat pattern song, like Hallelujah, Praise Jehovah. And I'm going to give everybody their note here in just a moment. I want you to notice something here. Sopranos, altos, tenors, and basses, you all have that oval shape, which is a sol. But I've put an arrow on the do, which is G. That's that right there. The G sounds like this. Do, so. Everybody's on the same note. But now we're going to be doing this in a four-beat pattern, but we don't start on beat one. Can you tell me which beat we're going to start on? It's going to be on beat four, which is up. Down, in, out, up. One, two, three, four. So it starts up here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then it prays Jehovah. From the heavens praise his name. See, the name, heaven and name are all starting on beat one, and that's a strong beat. One, two, three, four. Hallelujah. We're not going hallelujah, praise. But the words that are that really need to be emphasized is Jehovah, heaven's name. You'll feel that all the way through. But you have to feel the rhythm of the song. So now think about four beats instead of three beats or two beats. So here's our do. Do, so. So if you're going to start up here, where's our preparatory? Getting a breath is out here on three. Do, so. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah. From the heavens, praise his name. Praise.
praise Jehovah in the highest. All his angels praise, proclaim. All his hosts together praise him. Sun and moon and stars on high. Praise him, O ye of heaven, and ye floods above the sky. Let them praise. And his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted far above the earth and sky.
All right, I mentioned last evening about tempo, and we're looking at songs that are in 2-beat, 3-beat, 4-beat. And then you might remember I talked about compound rhythm, like a 2-beat compound is 6-8 times, 6-4 times, like 1-2-3-4-5-6, and then the 9-beat, 12-beat. But again, we go right back to 3-beat patterns. That does help to determine the speed, but what really I think really does, I'm getting ready to show you just a moment, there we do know there are songs to be sung slowly, and there are songs that are meant to be sung fast. And some that are meant to be in between, moderate. But when I ask people, as I travel in the country, what is the problem here with your singing? And here's what I always get, slow. Now, one lady did speak out in our class one night, and she said, when I said, what's the problem here? She says, we just don't know how to sing. That's not the answer I was looking for, you know? But you know what? She was right. Vicki, she was at home and it's where I was, and she said, how's it going? I said, well, there's somebody made a comment. They don't know how to sing. Boy, they were right on the money on that one. So it was a long week. But anyway, as I pointed out, there are songs that are meant to be slow, some that are fast. Just look at the title, I Need Thee Every Hour. It's a song of prayer. And then To God Be the Glory, it's a song of praise. So that really, to me, is probably the most determining factor of a song about speed, is look at the title. Just kind of, or look, just read through the lyrics. It doesn't hurt to go and read through the message of the song anyway. Just get a understand what the song's about. And so I think as I've gotten older, I'm looking at this much more differently than I did before, where I was just always all about getting the right note. But, you know, start looking at the song, and then it helps me in leading it. I'm going to lead it according to what I believe the writer of the song intended for it to be. Sometimes I might get it wrong, though. I'll ask a writer of a song, how do you want this sung as far as tempo? And they may say, well, you're doing a little too slow, or you're doing a little bit too fast. But what they had in mind might be something a little different. But I do know that we can make this determination by looking at the message of the song. I need every hour. Let's do like one verse of it, and then we're going to go into the To God Be the Glory. So here's the difference. Do, there's a starting note up there for the soprano do, so tenor mi alto do bass mi so do. And look here, it's in 3-beat time, and we're going to start, there's our beat one right to the right of that measure bar. We're going to start on beat three up here. I need, see the word that really wants to be emphasized here is need. I need the every hour. Most gracious Lord, no tender voice like thine. So I'm really emphasizing beat one here. Oh, so if we're going to start here on beat three, where's my preparatory beat? Out here on two for a breath. Oh, I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. To God be the
the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done.
There's a difference, slow versus fast. A song of prayer, song of praise. And I was just thinking here as I was doing this, sometimes I'm asked to talk about this. The elders will say, hey, we need some help in the fact that we're having a little bit of trouble with our PowerPoint, getting the songs where they need to be. But I was leaning back home 2 or 3 months ago, and we have over 300, and it just seemed like that morning we were just dragging. And I thought, well, it must be me. Maybe I'm just not coming out strong enough for everyone to hear my leading. And then I began to look over in one area thinking, okay, it's the people over here on the right side that are dragging us. And so I kind of turned that way, and I'm really getting my beat pattern a little bit larger now because I'm trying to get their attention. And I thought, well, that's not working, you know, something's not right. Well, here was the problem. And it dawned on me later is that the one controlling the slides, I'm going the wrong way here. Okay, let me go back here. The one who's controlling the slides in the back was a little delayed in making the transition. And so there was, to God be the glory, great things he had done. So loved, I mean, he would wait to the end of the slide, then make the transition, and there's a little bit of a delay there. And I thought, now that's why we're dragging. It's his fault, not mine. but anyway, as I go around the country, I'll get with the guys in the AV room or that are controlling us. I said, now, what you need to be, if anything, be ahead. Don't be behind, because you're going to take over the leading from the song leader. From the one leading us in worship. So, and they don't mean to do that. They just think, well, I need to be sure that everybody's got it. But our eyes are moving ahead anyway. They're moving forward. So I'm going to be going, so loved he the world that he gave us his Son. So I'm already moving it before I get to that measure there. And then, to yielded his life and atonement for sin. I'm already moving it ahead so that I'm not taking over the leading from the leader. So I'm not saying anything to you guys back there because I don't know what y'all are doing. But now you know. So anyway, it's all a matter of us working together and being sure that we understand this. I had one place where I was leading down in Florida, and there was going to be about 1,500 people there that night. And the guy that was controlling everything, he said, "Now, Brother Stevens, I know when to move the slides." I said, "Well, good. That's good to know." He said, "I wait till the last measure at the end of the slide, the last measure." When there's about 2 beats left, and I said, "That's too late. You're." He said, "Well, I've got a degree in music, and I know when." I said, "Well, that's great, but you still need to move it earlier." "Well, I have a degree in music." He told me 3 times he had a degree in music. I said, "Well, I don't have a degree in music, but I can tell you right now, that's too late. You got to move it. You got to stay ahead. It's better because most of the time we're leading songs that people know already. You know, most of the time, not always, but and so anyway, here we go." Looking at the time signature, once again, it does relate. I used to have up there, it determines tempo. No, it relates to tempo, the time signature does. And don't forget about the measure bars. Think of them like hurdles. You jump over the hurdle, you're coming down over the hurdle. When you get to the right of a measure bar, it's beat one. So if you're beating in a 2-beat pattern, beat one. If you're in a 3-beat pattern, beat one. Beat 4-beat pattern, beat one, to the right of every measure bar. Last night, on the last song that I led, I got off of my beat pattern. Did anybody notice? No, you probably, you didn't notice. But I noticed, and no, you might have noticed, but why were you looking at me? Look at the screen, don't look at me. But anyway, I got off, but instead of me just dropping my hand, I just went ahead and kept a beat until I got to a measure bar and got back on my beat pattern. So it happens to all of us when we're leading. So many beats per measure, and so we got a four on top, it's four beats. Here's that beat pattern, down, in, out, up. And then we got a three beat pattern with a three beat pattern there, one, two, three. Two beats per measure, two beat pattern, down, up. And so here's Sing and Be Happy, one of my granddaughter's favorite songs. Sing and Be Happy, it's got the alto lead in the chorus, and I'm always telling the altos, don't slow down. Keep the tempo moving right along. Here we go. Do, there's a note for the basses, do, altos, you have a note, do, soprano, mi, tenor, sol, mi. If the skies above you are gray, you are feeling so blue. If your cares and burdens seem gray all the whole day through, there's a silver light that shines in the heavenly land. Look by faith and see it, my friend, trust in his promises grand. Sing and be happy, press on to the goal. Trust him who leads you, he will keep your soul. Let all be faithful, look to him and pray. Lift your voice and praise him in song. Sing and be happy today. Very good, altos. And then here's our three beat pattern to a song like When My Love to Christ Rules the Week. This is led usually before the Lord's Supper. This is not a song I would do fast. It was like, you think about where we've come in our worship before the memorial, and we are we're going to be thinking about this again. As a leader, it's not about me. It's about God. It's about pleasing Him and what I'm doing, and it's about leading His people in worship. I'm part of that. I'm in His family. You're in His family. And so I take what I'm doing when I'm asked to lead at home for worship, whether it's Sunday morning or Sunday night or Wednesday night, whenever it may be. I'm always thinking that, okay, this is about helping His people worship Him. And so it's not about, okay, how well am I doing? How well do people think I'm doing? It's not about that at all. It's about what we're doing is to please Him and to glorify Him. So here we go for do. Basses, alto, you have the same note. Do, do, mi, soprano, sol, tenor. There's our measure bars. We're in a three-beat pattern, so we'll start on beat one. Preparatory's up here. When my love to Christ grows weak, when for deeper faith I seek, then in thought I go to thee, Garden of Gethsemane. All right, now we got another three-beat song. It's a little bit more upbeat. Do, basses and the alto have the same note, tenor, do, mi, soprano, sol. We'll start on beat one. Christ for the world we sing, the world to Christ we bring, with loving zeal, the poor and them that mourn, the faint and overborn, sin, sick and sorrow worn, whom Christ doth heal. And we move to a four beat song. He is in our midst. Starts on beat one. Do, and everybody's on the same note. Do. We'll start on beat one. Preparatory's up here on four. Draw from the springs of salvation. Give thanks to His holy name.
Make known his deeds among the people. Make known his exalted ways. Praise the Lord.
Out something here about the beat pattern. At the end of this slide on the word way, that is a what is called a three-quarter note or a dotted half note. I prefer to call it a three-quarter note. How many beats will that get?
Three.
Getting three beats. So our beat pattern is down, in, out. One, two, three. When I get to the end of three, I'm ready to move on to the next one. Because here's the next one. Right over the... Oh, I'm going the wrong way with this thing here. It's back here, this spot here. Thanks to his great and holy, one, two, three, make known. That word make is on beat four. So as I'm coming up, make known. I've got to have my hand ready to come back to the right of the measure bar on one, right there on the word known. But here's beat four. And before that, this is getting three beats right here. Name, one, two, three, four, one, two, okay? That's just want to point out the importance of the beat pattern. That helps me and helps a lot of people to know when to get off a note and keep going without dragging the song. Don't want to get to the end of that, you don't want to get to the end of that and say, name, and end up holding it four beats or five beats or whatever, but then that's going to affect the song, the tempo of it. But again, the song's a song of praise, so very important to keep that in mind. And let me point out another thing, too, that I think about it. When we get to the word, when it says praise the Lord, a lot of times this kind of a rhythm pattern gets ignored. A lot of places have learned it, praise the Lord, there's a straight, praise the Lord, but the way that it's written is praise the Lord. That gives some pop to it, some energy to the song. Praise the Lord. So whenever you see a kind of a pattern like that with like a dot by a note followed by that, you remember that note there? That don't park. Get off of it real quick. Praise the Lord. Say that with me. Praise the Lord. And then we have shout for joy, for the Holy One is in our midst. And then we have it again. Praise the Lord. And so we've got that a lot of times in songs like, is it for me, dear Savior, thy glory and... But the way a lot of people are singing it, is it for me? Is it for me thy, but rather just straight, but is it for me, dear Savior, thy glory? And anyway, it keeps energy in the song and keeps it from dragging and going slow on you. All right, and then we have the compound rhythm. What did I tell you about these numbers, 6, 9, and 12? You divide it by what?
Three.
So this is a two-beat pattern, two-beat compound. If for the prize, okay, home of the soul. Okay, let's do this. Do, do tenor, do mi soprano, do sol, alto, do mi so, do mi. If for the prize we have striven, after our labors are o'er, rest to our souls will be given on the eternal shore. Home of the soul, beautiful home. There we shall rest, never to roam, free from all care, happy and bright. Jesus is there, he is the light, oft in the storm. Lonely are we, sighing for home, longing for thee. Beautiful home of the ransom beside the crystal sea. Anytime that we're in a compound rhythm like 6-4, 6-8, 9-4, 9-8, 12-4, 12-8, you got to think dot, dot, dot. When I say divide it by three, you got to think like triplets, dot, dot, dot. If for the prize we have striven. And so you got to feel that rhythm in your head, whether you're leading it or you're following it. Same thing with 9-8, three beat divided by three. Now we're in a three beat pattern. And we have the song, How Thine Own Way, Lord, starts on like 7, 8, 9, We get back to beat one right here. If you start on beat one right here, you'll know pretty quick. Like if you go, have thine own way. You think, oh, my hand's not where it needs to be. You've got to be coming down on one to the right of these red arrows, these measure bars. Do, bass, alto, mi, soprano, sol, tenor, have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yield it and still. And with a 12 on top, divided by 3, now we're being in a 4-beat pattern. Sounds like Alone at Eve. Do, bass, alto, do, mi, sol, soprano. Walking alone at eve and viewing the skies afar, bidding the darkness come to welcome me, silver star. I have a great delight in the wonderful scenes above. God in His power and might is showing His truth and love. Oh, for a home with God, a place in His courts to rest, sure and a safe abode with Jesus and the blessed. Rest for a weary soul, once redeemed by the Savior's love, where I'll be pure and whole and live with my God. Now let's do something here with the beat pattern and with the scale. And if you would, use your hand on this, on the 4-beat pattern of that down, in, out, up. And I won't even watch you, okay? I'll just turn my back and hope that you're following along with this. Do, let me, do. These are all whole notes. And the beat pattern is a 4-beat pattern. So when I get do, re, every time I get back to beat one, I'm moving up the scale here. All right, do, let's go. Do, 1, 2, 3, 4, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, 1, 2, 3, 4, do. Next one. Now look at the 3 over here on top. Now we're going to beat this in a 3-beat pattern. That pattern right there. Okay, do, ready, do, re. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2,
way.
One, two, three, cut. Now we're going to go to two beat with half notes now, and now we're going to beat this with a two beat pattern, and now we're going to count two beats. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do. Cut. Then we go now with all straight quarter notes. These notes now are colored in, and now we're going to go back to our four beat pattern, and we're going to hit it like do, re, mi, fa. Ready? Go.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do.
And then we're going to go now with a flag on it. These are eighth notes. So it's one, one, and two, one, and two, and three, and four, and ready, go. Do, do, re, re, mi, mi, fa, fa, so, so. Ti, ti, do, do, ti, ti, la, la, so, so. Mi, mi, re, re, do, do. And then there are going to be times we're going to have some notes like this. All right? 1-A-N-D, 2-A-N-D. Ready? I'll slow it down. Do, 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 re, 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 mi, 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 fa, 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 fa. I think we got a little head there. So you want to go fast, okay? All right. Do, 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 re, 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 mi, 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 fa, 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 so, la, 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 ti, 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 do, do. I'm glad that we don't have a song with all of that, you know. So that would be tough, wouldn't it? Well, we have a song, though. When all of God's singers get home, it starts with two of those notes. See that? What a song. I mean, I made kind of fun of some people in a state in the South. I won't mention. Yeah, it's right north of Florida. But I kind of made fun of them. I said, I don't think y'all can do this. I said, you know, like Whataburger. You know, Whataburger. You're not going to say Whataburger. But I thought they might in Alabama. But they surprised me. They said, well, we have a Whataburger now. So we know what to call it. So, but anyway, those two notes there, I mean, you have to get it. What a song of delight, and that city so bright. So let's keep that in mind as we sing it. Do, so, or, okay, bassist, do, tenor, mi, do, so. Y'all are together, alto, soprano, so. And that's going to be at the very top of the two-beat compound rhythm. It's up here. What a song. See, I gotta have, all right, here you go. What a song of delight in the city so bright. We'll be wiped beneath heaven's third dome. How the ransom will raise happy songs in its praise when all of God's singers get home. When all of God's singers get home, where never a sorrow will come. There'll be no home when all of God's singers get home. Good. Very good. All right. Just to bring out some things here about songs having lyrics, words, and to sing the words, people must either memorize or read them. And, you know, all of us, I guess all of us have learned how to read. And so we have no problem with that. But when we get to a song having musical notes with melody, harmony, and rhythm, to sing the melody, harmony, and rhythm, you either have to memorize the music or read the music. We have very few that really know how to read the music. Probably, I said to somebody not long ago, about 5%. I don't even think it's that much. But a lot of people, though, have learned songs through memory. They've memorized their part. They've memorized the alto. They've memorized the tenor, the bass, and that's what they've learned in it. And they're giving their best to doing that. But there are those who've learned to read the music, and of course it takes a lot of time to do it. Some of it we learned it as we were growing up. I had no choice. I had to learn it if I wanted to eat. So, but I thought I'd do this with a song, taking a song apart. Just for a little better understanding of some of the basics of music. Like, for example, the song God is Love, you've got these notes there, and you got a key signature, which determines the pitch of the song. Then, let me move on here. Musical notes are on these lines and spaces. And then sopranos are singing up there. And altos are singing right there. So these group over here, that's where they're singing. Now over here, at tenors and basses are singing down here in the lower staff. And so we'll bring out more of that here in a minute. This is in our workbook, and we'll be talking about this on Saturday. But tones or pitches are represented by lines and spaces. And so the five lines and four spaces are called the staff. And so as we go upwards, from lower to higher notes on the staff, that's how your voice would go up like that. And the musical alphabet consists of A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Starts over with A. I know a lot of you know that already. But there's a middle C right there in the middle. And our songs are spread apart so we can put lyrics in there. But really, if you took the lyrics out and brought these together, the treble staff and the bass staff, and brought it all together, that's what we have. So every line in space is identified by a letter from the musical alphabet, A through G. Starts over again. Now put it all back together. Here we've got it now without words, music. We have the grand staff. I mean, a songwriter will look at it. He'll look at his paper, his music paper, and that's what he'll see. And then he'll put in the treble staff signed, and then the bass staff sign right there, and then puts in the key signature. Okay, what this is going to be? It'd be in the key of D. That's where it'd just be D. And then the time signature. We've talked about that here the last two nights. And then we have the lyrics and soprano notes for the soprano on the treble staff. So let's everybody sing this together. Do, come let us all unite to sing. That's just one part, soprano. Let me just hear the sopranos only. Come let us all unite to sing. Again. Come let us all
unite to sing.
Okay, let's put in the alto, just the alto only. Come let us all
unite to sing.
Okay, now let's put the sopranos and alto together. Come, y'all do it out, sopranos, then it's good, repeat it, y'all come in with the alto. Come let us
all unite to sing.
Okay, bring in the alto. And let's put in the tenor now. Do, me, come, let us all unite to sing. Now start with sopranos, add the alto, and add the tenor. All right. Come, let us all
unite to sing.
Come, let us all
unite to sing. Come, let us all unite to sing.
Okay, now we've got three parts, don't we? Three-part harmony. Now let's put in the bass part, which is Come let us all unite to sing. See how you're all on the same note there? Okay. Come let us all unite to sing. Now start with sopranos, let's build. Come let us
all unite to sing.
Bring in the alto.
Come let us all unite to sing.
Bring in the tenor.
Come let us all unite to sing.
Put in the bass now.
Come let us all
now let's do the third verse together. How happy is our portion here. God is love. His promises are filled here. God is love. He is our
sun and shield by day. Our help, our hope, our strength and stay.
He Now maybe if you've been wondering about these parts while we're in sopranos, altos, tenors, and basses, it's so that you can hear the different parts singing and why it's really, really good to have all parts singing. And that's where our music is in our song books. And so looking at the scale again, there's that do. Let me go back to C. Do. Do this with me. Do, re, mi,
fa, so, la, ti, do.
All right, that's the foundation of all music, is the scale. It's taken from a Latin word meaning a ladder. So as you're going up the ladder rungs, you're going up with your pitch. And I'll just kind of stop right now, get myself a little break here. But years ago, there was a fellow that I heard singing one night, and it was really, he was so off key. It was really off key. And it wasn't long before he asked me if I would teach him how to sing. And I thought, there's no way. There's just no way. So he told me to be at his house the next night. And so when I got there, his wife said, "You guys go in the bedroom, close the door. We don't want to hear you." And so we walked back in the bedroom, and I took a song book, and I didn't know really how to start. And I thought, well, maybe if I just tell him to do this. I said, "I want you to hit this note." And he didn't do anything. I said, "Hit that note." He said, "What do you mean, hit it?" I said, "Well, I want you to sound that note." "Well, what do you mean, sound that note?" I go, "Do, do." I said, "Do, do." I said, "No, do." And I got right in his ear, "Do." And he went, "Do." I said, "You got to come up." He said, "What do you mean I got to come up?" He didn't understand. And I finally went down there with him. I went, "Do, do." And he went, "Do." I said, "You got it." He said, "I got what?" I said, "Well, you got the note that I wanted you to sound." He said, "Oh, teach me a song." I said, "I don't think we're quite ready for that." But I did think about that note that I sounded for him was the first note of number 68, "Lord, we come before thee now." So he said, "Okay, well, teach me that song." I said, "Okay." I went, "Do." Now, I finally have him up there with me. "Do." And I said, "Now, let's change that do to Lord." And he went, "Lord." I said, "Teach me another note." I said, "We." "We." I said, "Teach me another note." I said, "Okay. Come." And he doesn't realize we were hitting the same note three times in a row there. And so finally when I went, "Come," then I went, "Come before thee." And then he went right back down in the basement. And he was there all the way through the song until I got the very last note, "Lord, in vain." And he came out of the basement, "Vain." And he said, "You think I'm ready to lead that at the next singing night?" And I said, "Why not?" I'll do what I can to help you do that. Well, he learned that song. He learned it. And I wrote him off way back, you know. And then he came to me one day and said, "I need to learn four more songs." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because sometimes I was traveling a lot with the railroad back then." And he said, "Sometimes you're out of town, and I might need to fill in while you're away." And that's why I taught him four more songs. So he had five. He had five songs he learned. And then after about a year and a half, he says, "I think I need to learn five more." I said, "I think you need to learn five more too." So I put him on a cassette tape, gave it to him. He listened to it going to work every day, coming home. He learned those. And then he came to me one day and he said, "I want to thank you for what you've done for me." I said, "I got to tell you something. I want to thank you for what you've done for me." I said, "The thing that you've had in tune from the very beginning is your heart. I've always been concerned about having my voice in tune. And it's important. I think you know it's important. But you've taught me something that I needed to get my heart in tune. Because once you get your heart in tune, then you have the attitude of, what can I do to it better? And you've had it right from the very beginning." And he didn't quite understand that. But I wanted him to know that your attitude toward God and toward worship and as a worshiper and as a leader, leading God's people, you want to do it. You want to do it. You want to do it as best you can. And so, anyway, I share that with you because I just don't. I mean, there's some people that have the God-given talent, ability, and it's lying dormant. They're not doing anything with it, and you've got to tap into it. And his brother came to me later and said, "Hey, you taught him how to sing. Teach me how to sing." And I said, "No problem." Well, there was a problem. He never could hear it. And we worked together, and I finally said to him, I said, hey, there are other things to do in the kingdom. Song meeting is not, there are other things you can do. Let me help you in giving an invitation. Let me help you in giving a lesson. And he started doing that. And he wasn't going to just give up. He says, what can I do? And I said, well, let's look into some other areas. So anyway, I just want to share that with you. Let me keep going. I have some things here, too, that I want to get to. And just point out here about round notes. When people talk to me about, hey, I don't know anything about these shape notes and all that, let me tell you about the key of C, for example. Again, as I said earlier, these lines and spaces are identified by a letter for the musical alphabet. And so there's a C there and an E and a G and a C. And then in the 11th century, they came along with these singing names, and they were using singing names to round notes. And when I was in college, I came home one day with a book filled with round notes, no shape notes. And I had to come to class the next day and sing the singing names to them, to round notes. And I thought, I've never done this before. And but I learned how to do it. I learned if do is going to be on the line above is going to be a mi, and the line above is going to be a so. If do is going to be on a space above is going to be a mi, and space above will be a so. So I learned that. But in 1801, they came up with these shapes, and really it was a great idea, because I'll show you some things here real quickly. Here's the C major scale. I have up there at the top, floating major scale. The reason why I say that is do moves around in different songs. Do. All right, here we go. C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Always between mi and fa, it's a half step. You can't put a note in between it. And between ti and do, it's just a half step. You can't put a note in between it. It's like looking at the keyboard, at a keyboard, and you look at middle C. All through, you're hitting white keys, no black keys at all in the C major scale. But where there's two white keys together, that's E and F, and the other two white keys is B and C. So that makes the major scale that's what determines the major scale. But now look, see where Do is? Now look where Do is. Instead of Do sounding like this, Do, Re, Mi, now it's up here. Do, F, G, A, B flat, C, and then you've got this right here. There's the scale. Now look at this. Key of G, Do moves up there. Here's a way I think it really helps to kind of explain it. Do is so important, knowing where Do is. If right now I just said, somebody give me a soul. You can't. But let me give you a Do. Do, mi, so. Say, not till you hear the Do can you get that note. If I said, okay, I'm gonna give you a Do now. It's in the C. Altos give me a Mi. Do, Mi. See, you won't know what part to sing until you hear the Do. You gotta hear the Do. That's why it's very, very, very important. And so here's something I was working on today that I wanted to share with you. Here's the C scale. Do, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. And there's your Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do. Then we have, hear the song, There's a Fountain. Do. All right, let me point here. Sing it with me. There is a fountain filled with blood. All right, Faithful Love. Y'all know that song? That's in the key of C. Starts right down there on that, right there. Do. Basses, altos, sopranos. Y'all all that same note? Tenors, where's your me? Gonna sound like. Do, mi, do. Sing. Faithful love flowing down from the thorn-covered crown. Makes me whole, saves my soul. Washes whiter than snow. Faithful love calms each fear. Reaches down, dries each tear. Holds my hand
when I can't
stand on my own. Faithful love from above. Good. Now look where Do is now. It's on F. Do, F, G, A, B flat. It's going to get really high there. So then we go to a song like, Is It For Me? Do. You know what this reminds me of? No one knows where to stand or where to be on a football field until you put the ball down. You put a ball down on the 20-yard line, your offense knows where to go. They know where to line up. Your defense knows where to line up. And then they go from there, don't they? The ball moves from the 20 and down up to the 35-yard line. Well, everybody knows where to line up. Do, when you find out where Do needs to be, then everybody knows where to line up. Does that make sense? I mean, it's just kind of just wanted to illustrate that. So, like, now we've got Do up here. Do. All right. Is it for me, dear Savior? Okay. And then still on bended knee, I come. Some of these are coming out of your supplement book. Do. Basses have that note. Altos and sopranos. Mi, tenor, do. On bended knee, I come. With a humble heart, I come. Bowing down. Turn it over to Brother Kyle. B flat. Do, do, thou art the way. So that's the starting note for soprano song leaders right up there. Do, there it is right there. Do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, re, do, do, thou art the way to thee alone. All right, let's do Dare to Stand Like Joshua. Do, so tenor, mi alto, do, bass, mi so do. We are bound for Canaan land, tending by the way. Who shall lead us on the road to your king today? Dare to stand like Joshua. And the last one I want to do, it is, are you familiar with Just As I Am, I Come Broken? Have you heard that before? Have you not? I know you've heard Just As I Am. This is about the fourth arrangement that I've found, the one that I think is more, it's friendlier for us to sing. We get to the third verse, sopranos will start, altos, tenors will come in the basses. So be prepared for that. All right, we'll end with this one and then for the call. Back in B flat. Do, so, mi, tenor, do, bass, do, everybody else. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed.
thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come, just as I am, and waiting not to
It's new to a lot of you, but that part there in that in the chorus when we do this, and I'm welcome with open arms. See, there's a flag on that note right there, so we're gonna have to get off of it a little quicker. Well, and I'm welcome with open arms. Praise God, just as I am. Then here on this coda, praise God. RIT means going to slow it down. Just as. And then the double F there means really come out strong. And tenors, you have to go up now. I am. And I think some of you are trying to reach for it. And it probably came up on you by surprise. But let me go back and do this chorus one final time. Great. Oh, I come broken to be mended. I come wounded to be healed. I come desperate to be rescued. I come empty to be filled. I come guilty to be pardoned by the as I am.
success.
Some of you are going too high on that. I don't know how y'all got up that high. I can't go that high. But I'm not even going to try it, okay? But y'all going a little bit too high on that. Praise God, just as I am. Got to go up to a fa. Fa, I am. So y'all are even going higher than that. Man, I'm amazed. But do that coda one more time. Praise God, just as
I am.
There you go. All right, Kyle.
Blake, what's our song?
285.
285.
Kyle, can you ask everyone to come on Saturday to take one?
Sure.
Thank you so much, Tim. We appreciate the good work that you're doing. If you didn't hear it, use the book 285. We're going to sing in just a moment. Anytime that we come together,
we try to provide an opportunity for anyone that needs to render their obedience to the gospel of Christ to do that, and we will give you that opportunity, or if you'd like to ask for the prayers of the saints here. I want to read just a few verses over in 2 Samuel chapter 22. 2 Samuel chapter 22. The text says, "Then David spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day when the Lord had delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, 'The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. You save me from violence.'" Now see if this verse sounds familiar. "I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies." Last night we sang together that song. And as we think about here, the context of this is David is describing the Lord's deliverance from his enemies. I think all of us need to recognize we all have an enemy. And that enemy is insurmountable without the blood of Jesus Christ. And that enemy is sin. And if you are here tonight and you stand separated from God because of your sin, you need to recognize that God loved you enough that he sent his son to die for you, that you might not be defeated by this enemy of sin, but you might be reconciled back to him. If you need to put your faith in Jesus as the Son of God, confess that faith before men, repent of sin that separates you from God, and be baptized into Christ, we want to give you that opportunity while we stand and sing.
Zion's call, sweeping rings over land and sea, bidding us look to realms above. While the light from the throne shines for you and me, let us list to the call of love. Zion's call, all is ringing, ringing, coming from the throne above. While we hear it ringing, ringing, let us see the call of love. On the road to the goal, burdens we must bear, but we have help from realms above. We receive courage new when we kneel in prayer. Let us list to the call of love. Zion's call, all is ringing, ringing, coming from the throne above. While we hear it ringing, ringing, let us heed the call of love. While we tarry below, there is work to do, and our strength cometh from above. As we labor and wait, we must all
Are there any announcements that need to be made before we stand dismissed? If not, we'll be dismissed in the closing prayer.
Would you bow with me? Almighty God, our Father in heaven, we thank you for this opportunity to gather here this evening together. We thank you for Brother Stephen's instruction and directing our thinking this evening. We're grateful for the measure of encouragement and learning that this opportunity provided us. Heavenly Father, I pray for the health and welfare of each member of the congregation here and a measure of encouragement to all those in need. We pray and give thanks for those serving in our community. We thank you and pray for those across this world, including our fighting soldiers who are working to suppress evil. We thank you for all that you do for us, including the offering of your one and only begotten Son, and the sacrifice you made in giving him up and his willingness to die for each and every one of us. We're grateful for the hope we have of joining you in heaven when our time in this world is over through his blood. Please be with us as we depart this evening. We give thanks and pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.